Riley for breakfast.
These guys are my favourite.
Bendigo's 93.5. Triple M.
Right. Hayes is out there. We've got a fair bit around Central Vic, where we are in Lily Street, Golden Square. It is thick. So if it's thick here, then I'm sure it's thick everywhere. But what do? You posed the question.
Yeah, I did. Let's face it, inhaling smoke's not a good thing. And we just wanted to find out, wanted to drill down what we can and what we can't do. And we've got the good doctor on 132710 from the Bendigo Family Practice, Dr. Sharma. Hey, Sharmi.
Sharmi?
Yeah.
Oh, Sharmi. Listen to that, Sharmi.
I haven't heard that one before. Well, hopefully it doesn't take.
Yeah, right.
Well,
Kylesy wants to talk to Sharmi. Hey, mate, what's going on? A serious note with this smoke haze. It has, I would have thought, as thick as I've seen it over the past couple of weeks. We know where it's coming from. But for a lot of people, they're concerned now, exercising and everything else. Tell us what we can and can't do.
Yeah, look, the Department of Meteorology, they generally give you alerts, and on their website you can tell when the air is not good to go outside. And use your common sense, basically. If it's hazy outside, if there's alerts going, just don't go outside, don't exercise, don't do those things, stay indoors, close the windows, put your aircon on. If you're in the car, recirculate your aircon. Just common sense stuff. The haziness and the fogginess is actual particles in the air, which are quite fine, which if they go into your lungs, cause problems to your body.
Mm. Mm. What about your heart? Can they affect your heart as well?
Look, your lungs and your heart are interlinked, and certainly there's a couple of groups of people out in the community, the ones who are actually quite fine and healthy, the ones who are vulnerable, and that's the children, the elderly, those with pre-existing cardiovascular conditions, and those with respiratory conditions. So if you've got asthma, bronchiectasis, emphysema, all those sort of medical things, and those people will know that they've got problems, you know, definitely they can be affected. We can see that people arrive to emergency, you know, acutely because they get heart conditions, they get heart pain, they get shortness of breath, and that's because you're exposing your body to all these sort of fine particles which irritate and aggravate things. Those who are healthy, we've found they present with, commonly really itchy sore throat, or they wake up with sore throat, runny nose, itchy eyes, and also shortness of breath. And we've heard people, plays at the tennis. Now, these guys are actually really fit guys, and they've had problems with their breathing. So if it can affect them, it can affect anyone.
Hey, Dr. Sharma. Hey,
I could call you a lot of different.
Yeah, I know you could, but you won't. The thing is with it is that we're hearing about these masks that you can go and buy and everything else. Now, there's obviously good ones and there's bad ones. Does it work? Does that kind of thing work anyway? A mask?
Well, there's something they call the PM2.5, and that's basically the particle matter of 2.5 micrometers. That sounds very technical, but what that means is a really, really, really small particle that actually goes into your lungs and causes issues. Now, they're very fine particles, and these sort of masks don't filter that. They generally filter the larger particles, so they generally don't do much. So you shouldn't rely on them because that, you see them in different places, but I think that's people are misled in that regard, so...
Gee, that's interesting to know. Yeah, so yeah, don't go and waste your money on a mask. Just stay indoors, I guess.
Yeah, exactly right. Now, this PM2.5 thing, you can look on the website, Meteorology. They actually give alerts in that regard as to the levels of that. So those who are concerned or are particularly vulnerable and need to heed that should probably look at that sort of information.
Mm. So the advice for people listening this morning, Dr. Sharma, is just to be cautious. And as you said earlier, people know their own health and just to steer away from stepping outside into the smoke.
Yeah, look, and people like to go for their jogs and all that stuff, and that's fine, but that can actually do you more harm if it's quite a problematic day in terms of air pollution. So just stay away from it. 1 or 2 days isn't going to harm you.
No, that's right. I've same myself this morning. I woke up and thought, no jogging today.
I'm not going for a run today.
I'll leave that. Actually, I had the same thought yesterday and the baby boy and the last year and the last 3 years. Doc, thank you on a serious note. Dr. Sharma.
Not going to leave that down now, am I?
Bendigo Family Practice in Williamson Street. Good on you, mate. Thank you for that. Bendigo Triple M.